Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today we're going to be talking about the 10 deadly mistakes entrepreneurs make that destroy their profit and morale. And one of the reasons we're talking about these 10 deadly These 10 deadly issues are because in today's society, how you run your business is a very important role that you play in how you do business today. And what you totally need to look at is how you build your business. Okay, so risk more than others. Think is safe. Dream more than others. Think is practical. Howard Schultz, CEO of Starbucks, said the 10 deadly mistakes that entrepreneurs make that destroy their profits, morale, and reputation. Why are we talking about this topic? Because as an entrepreneur, you want to build your business. You don't want to destroy it. And what people tend to do is destroy their business. So, how would you as an individual look to build a successful business that will increase your opportunity to build your business successfully in the next few years? And how are you as an individual looking to create opportunities for yourself and your business? I absolutely hate it when I see smart people do dumb things. Unfortunately, this happens all the time in business. For example, you see smart marketers who never leave enough time for a proper launch, or content providers who continually blow all their money by building out a product without any research or testing, only to find it is not a sellable product. So think about all of the opportunities that you are creating for yourself in today's marketplace. What are you going to do that's going to build and increase your profits over the next few years? Or my personal favorite, entrepreneurs who think they know it all and can do it alone. And to me, this is one of the saddest. Why? Because so often their ideas are great. Plus, they work hard. But they just don't know what they don't know. So instead of being widely successful, their business fails. Unfortunately, I have seen this countless number of times over my 30-plus years of working with and watching hundreds of entrepreneurs. So I put together a list of the 10 deadly mistakes that entrepreneurs make that destroy their profits, morale, and reputation. Do not have, one of the first things is they do not have a clarity of vision. If you do not understand why your business exists, then how can your customers, your team, vendor, and joint venture partners? You need to create a mission statement. Your mission says why you do what you do. Your statement needs to pass the T-shirt test, and you can never subordinate the mission in order to get money. If you don't have a purpose for your business, then you don't know your business. That is the one thing that people forget about in today's marketplace. They don't always think about the things that will create the opportunities for them that they truly need to build that successful business. Have you ever thought about what it is that you are looking to do with your business in today's marketplace, or how you want to grow that business? Do not create core values for their company and employees. The biggest thing that makes a business successful is knowing what the core values are of the company. And one of the best example of that is how one person within the company can cause that company to go or to create an atmosphere around it where the people are hiding the company owner's perverted sense of proprietary. And I mean, the story that I'm talking about is about Harvey Weinstein, because here's a movie mogul who wielded a lot of power in an industry, who basically used his power over young upcoming actresses who desperately wanted to build a career for themselves. And you've seen this time and time again, where men wield the most power in an industry. And what happens? They create an atmosphere within the company that people see what's going on, they know what's going on, but what are they doing? They're hiding it. Do not understand the need for an ORG chart. An organizational chart not only adds structure and efficiencies to your business, but it clarifies who an employee should go to solve a problem or present an idea. I know so many entrepreneurs that have had an entire office full of employees, yet the chart below still represents their hands-on work responsibilities. So, where are your opportunities to look at the things that you are planning on? For your business. and think about all of the things that you want to do. And create the most opportunities available for your business today. And think about it. Think about all of the opportunities that you need to create for your business. Okay, entrepreneurs tell me all the time that they need help, yet when I ask them what the person would do, they look at me like a deer caught in headlights. You cannot possibly hire the right person if you do not know what you want them to do. So, before you initiate your search, you have to write a job description. If you have never done this before, start by writing down everything you think you want your new employee to do. List their responsibilities. And next to each responsibility, write down the necessary skill. Be specific. Let's use this example of a receptionist. Once you know the characteristics of your idea, your ideal employee, and then define the job and skills that employees need, you start looking. Also, when you are interviewing people for your positions in your company, you need to have a good idea of the culture of the company that they will be working for and how they will fit into that culture. Confusing a passionate idea for a sellable idea. When people ask for advice on what their businesses should be, I tell them two things: something you should experience in and something you are passionate about. Once you have narrowed that down, then you must confirm that your ideal is sellable. Just because you love it does not automatically qualify it as a good idea. Your idea must be sellable, meaning if people want what you are willing to sell. Just do some sample keyword research. If you have at least 10,000 searches a month, then go for it. This is something that I think a lot of companies do not always think about when they are building that business. They don't understand where their business is taking them or where they are looking to go with the business in the future. And how you can grow those opportunities for yourself. Do not pay themselves. This is a big thing. You need to factor in all of these things. Most entrepreneurs do not factor their income into the financials and business plans. They live with the attitude that they will take what is ever left at the end of each month. And you can't do that, because when you have people that you're working with, you need to know exactly how much they will be making, just as much as you need to understand how to expand on all of those opportunities. Think about it. What happens if you don't pay yourself? Can you pay your bills then? And it's you. This is This is the formula that you need to look at. If you are a solo entrepreneur and you work for yourself, then you can factor in what you want to make an hour, what you want to make in a day, what you want to make in a month, what you want to make in a year. Then you also have to factor in all of the expenses of running the place that you do business from, that you have to pay for electricity, that you have to pay for the internet, that you have to pay other expenses that are just daily living, like food. When you add all of that together, and then you factor in what you specifically want to make as profit for yourself, so that you can not only pay your bills for your home, but that you can go out and take trips and go places and take time off for vacation. So all of these things need to be factored in when you are looking at that business. Do you not know their keep the doors open number? Most entrepreneurs have no idea that the real cost to run their business, this is a big problem, because it leads to never understanding the health of your business. So right now, sit down and write out every fixed cost that you have, including paying yourself. Once you have done the divide that number by 365, and then you have it, the amount of money you need to bring in each day and keep your doors open. They suffer from skinny penny syndrome. If you have a tendency to bounce from one cool project to another, you are not alone. However, this will break your business faster than anything else. You see, when you have several projects 50% done, that yields you zero revenue. However, one project 100% done brings money in the door. It does not matter what industry you're in, but you need to look at how are you going to be bringing in an income consistently from your business. So, and it's really interesting that when you're doing affiliate marketing or distributor marketing, many times you will find people that jump into one company. They have a built-up team already. So what do? They turn around. They take advantage of it. They make as much money as they can within a couple of months, and then they leave that company and jump to another. Or you find an owner who takes advantage of what he's doing to generate money for himself and run it as a scam, not really thinking long term. So this is where the skinny penny syndrome falls into place, and you really need to understand. Now, if you're in the coaching business, where you're a trainer, or you help people with careers, or you sell e-courses, when you don't have one product finished to sell, then you have nothing that's going to generate you an income. They don't understand the value of giving away ownership of the company. Now, this does not apply to every person. Now, okay, it means that someone or a couple that will take your business to the next level. Think about it. Suppose you don't get past the $2 million level. If someone could come in and take you to the $5 million dollar level the first year, it would make perfectly good, logical sense to give 50% away. It's not a numbers game, my friend. Just remember, 100% of nothing is still nothing. Don't let your ego prevent you from having a real business. And a good example of that is this. Remember Steve Jobs when he first opened up Apple? He and Wozniak and a few of them, where did they start? They started in the garage. And what did they do when they started in the garage? They put together the components. They started Apple. He was a good idea man. He knew how to get the company off the ground, but he did not know how to take it to the next level. And Steve Jobs' personality did not quite fit being the head of a company that was a multi-billion dollar business. And so what happened was when he finally brought people in to take his company to the next level, he ended up being voted out of the company. And then what he did was he started another company that was non-competitive to the one that he had been bought out of because he had to sign a non-compete clause. But guess what? Once Apple got to the point that they were not innovative again and their company was starting to go down, what did they do? They had to buy Steve Jobs' new company of Next, or what he did was he sold it, but they had to go to him and bring him back to Apple because he was the innovator that knew how to come up with new ideas and new products because you have the iPhone, you have iTunes, you have the iPod. In fact, if it wasn't for Steve Jobs, would you even have digital music today that you can listen to on an MP3 player? So remember, being innovative helps take your company to the next level. But if you don't know how to run a business successfully, then you need to bring other people in that can help you take your business because everyone has their own niche that they do where they're very successful. They avoid confrontation. Too many entrepreneurs are way too cool or concerned about being liked and have a hard time being proactive when it comes to uncomfortable situations in their business. If there is a problem, confront it. Better yet, if there is a potential problem, jump on it before it becomes a problem. Letting problems fester tends to lead to bad deals, bad employees, bad company morale. Remember, it is business, and there are always ways to handle even the most uncomfortable situations with tact and respect. If you see yourself in even one of these items, now is the time to bring in someone to help you work through it. When you start making these basic mistakes, you will see a spike in your bottom line, your company morale, and the people will want to work with you. So as you can see, when you are building a company, look for ways to grow your business and look for ways to think about all of the things that can help you with building that successful business in the future. Think of all the things that you can do that can help you in the net take your business to the next level of that business. And remember that it is up to you to grow and expand your opportunities for growing and building that business in the future. You don't always recognize all of the things that can help you grow and take advantage of your opportunities with your business. Okay, so here is some things that you can create that will help you build that business. And what I want to do is go back over a couple of things that we need to think about. And the biggest one that you need to understand is that you as a business owner need to have a clear vision of exactly what type of business you want to have and who is your niche, who are your customers, who are the people on your team that will help you get your business to that level, and also what kind of joint ventures you can create that will give you that opportunity to build and grow a business and take it to that next level. And remember, you need to have a written down business plan of core values for that business. You need to know exactly where you are taking your business. And remember, you can go to my website, and my website is the number one personalcareercoach.com.